For our consideration today is recorded in Psalm number 33, verses 20 through 22. Here we read, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart will rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be on us, just as we hope in you." Rather than placing our hope and confidence in the plans of men and of nations, believers place their hope and trust in the Lord, who created the heavens and the earth with his almighty word and still preserves them. The Levites professed this in Nehemiah 9, verses 5 and 6, when they said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. Let them bless your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve them all, and the host of heaven worships you." And it is as the psalmist writes in Psalm 33, verses 10 through 11 and 16 through 19. The Lord frustrates the counsel of the nations. He restrains the purpose of the people. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the purpose of his heart to all generations. No king is saved by a great army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. It will not deliver by its great strength. The eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his loving kindness to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Therefore, we believers wait on the Lord and trust in him to watch over us and keep us. We trust in him to care for our every need. We rejoice in him and his merciful goodness toward us. And above all, we pray with the psalmist in Psalm 33, verse 22, "Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be on us, just as we hope in you." We know that we are sinful and unclean, that we deserve none of the blessings the Lord God showers upon us, and so we pray that God's loving kindness, his mercy, would be upon us. We pray that instead of dealing with us according to our sins and shortcomings, he would deal with us in his grace, forgiving our sins and accepting us as his dear children. And how can God do that? For the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus lived a perfect and holy life in our stead, in his thoughts, desires, words, and deeds. And he went to the cross and suffered the just punishment for all our sins, making full atonement for our sins and the sins of the whole world, that God might deal with us in mercy and forgive our sins when we look to Jesus and his cross in faith. Jesus Christ, the righteous one, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, as we read in 1 John chapter 2. For Jesus' sake, God's loving kindness and mercy are upon all who place their hope in him and his sacrifice for the sins of the world. And because of Jesus, our hope is not in vain. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be on us, just as we hope in you. Amen. Thank you.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Be acceptable in your sight.
Scripture is quoted from the Holy Bible Modern English Version, copyright 2014 by Military Bible Association, published and distributed by Charisma House.